What's going on, everybody? It is Dalton with the Plumbing Standards. We don't have the intro. We don't have any of that right now. I am literally recording this out of the cab of my van. I know I've been, we're a few days late of our deadline, the last day of January. Things have been really, really crazy, but I am here now, and we will still have an episode drop mid-February. This episode is about compassionate service techniques. Guys, it is very critical, very important for everyone to know, stop looking at your customers as dollar signs. I've said it in multiple episodes now, but the moment you stop looking at them as dollar signs and you start looking at them as, you know, people that have real issues, the money's gonna follow. Right? As long as you're doing what is truly right, not doing more that is, I mean, not doing more than what's necessary, but doing, going above and beyond, educating, and just being the best serviceman or woman, the money's gonna follow. Okay, like, I know we don't do this, we don't do plumbing, we don't do trades work for free, but at the end of the day, like, we're here to help. And some of the best customers I've had are the ones that I've done a lot for and not received the monetary value for it, but I know I have a customer for life for it. Something I would encourage everyone to do, just take the time and just educate your customers. That's the best thing you can do service-wise. Because when they are making an educated purchase, there's not going to be any buyer's remorse. All right? They may get sticker shocked. They may get, you know, all these other obstacles. But buyer's remorse will not be one of them. Okay. Now, what do I mean by that? Example. You know, big thing for me is I'll go through water quality. I will walk them through, you know, the things that are wrong in the plumbing system, age, pressure quality, water softener, chlorine test. Like, I mean, I'm going through the whole thing for free. I want to know what your water quality is, because then I can, you know, I want to know how hard your water is. I want to know the amount of chlorine in your water. Because in that helps me build my options to give you. Because I'd hate for you to fork all this money into your system, right? Your new toilets, you know, seats and springs in a faucet. You know, I'd hate just to do the Band-Aid when there's a bigger issue here. You know, you don't go to the doctor and, hey, I have a headache, and they just throw a bottle of Advil at you. Like, no, like, okay, hey, we gotta do, like, a head scan, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that, and then, you know, oh, you actually might have to see a specialist. Like, if doctors don't have to do the quick fix, because they're expected to be the experts, then why are we? Stop doing Band-Aids. So what if you got a cram-packed day? Like, you're at the customer's house, you're already in front of the problem. Be the expert, set the standard, and knock it out of the park. This episode is not going to be very long. Like I said, I am literally recording out of my service van right now. I'm waiting for some material to actually be delivered to me, and I'm like, you know what, this would be just a good time to kind of hammer this out. Guys, 2024 has been an amazing year already, at least, you know, for me and the plumbing standards as a whole. We are working on some really great things. But when you guys are in these homes, you've really got to dial it in as, I am here to serve. That's what the Bible says. We're here to serve, not to be served. Right? I'm not going into these people's homes to take money. I'm here to solve their plumbing issues. you know, but those plumbing issues come at a cost. I've always been taught that, you know, no one expects a plumber to be free. And over the past couple of years, I feel like there's actual people out there that think plumbers should work for free. And, you know, we just politely tell people, like, hey, like, you're not our customer. I can refer you to XYZ. You're not going to hurt anyone's feelings. You're just, honesty is the best policy. So, stop selling yourself short when you're selling yourself short on, you're educating the customer, I'm almost repeating like three episodes here all kind of in together in one. But when you're doing like the whole home inspection list and stuff like that, it is so easy to get through the house. It is so easy without any of like the checklist or anything like that. You just gotta ask the right questions. Where's your main shutoff valve? Well, you're here working on the garbage disposal. Why do you need the main water shutoff valve? Yeah, like, company policy is like, hey, in case of an emergency, I need to be able to turn the water off. And also, it's just good for the customer to know where the main water shutoff valve is. Oh, well, it's over here. And here where I'm located in Central Illinois, 90% of main water shutoff valves are right next to a water heater. Boom. I'm looking at that. Educating them on that, you know, I'm exercising that valve, and this is before I'm giving them a price on anything. But man, this valve's kind of hard to turn, or the rest of your valves. And I'll even sit there and ask the customer, like, hey, do it, you know, you try turning this, you know, let them like understand, like, hey, like, these valves are hard to turn. And you know, are the rest, like, have you updated any of the valves in this house? Well, no, not that I can recall. Where's the closest bathroom? Well, it's over here. All right. Oh man, like, this toilet valve is, you know, it's just by asking questions. When you make the pieces fit, like, when you make the puzzle pieces fit in the customer's brain, like, we just went from a garbage disposal that was, you know, jammed to, like, look at all these problems that you didn't even realize you had. So, guys, I'm gonna wrap it up. Remember, the best service is service from the heart. Go out there, educate your customers, service protection, shoobies, like, set the standard, okay? And always remember to pray, plumb, and praise. Have a good one, guys.